This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged.
Let's go.
I'm doing that because the intro of the podcast ends with "Let's go," and so I want to. If I've done it well, I will have matched the "Let's go" with the "Let's go" in the intro.
Because funny enough, you listening, we don't hear that.
Yeah, we don't hear that. This is just dry.
Yeah,
it's crazy out here.
And that's our podcast.
Yeah, bye. Tomorrow is, well, today is the Champions League draw group stage, and tomorrow is the Europa League draw. And I know you rolled your eyes there, Fiona.
I think Rod Stewart should do all draws.
Now, have you seen the Rod Stewart draw video?
No.
There was a Scottish Cup draw thing from a few years ago, and Rod Stewart clearly had a few too many.
Love it.
In these draws, all it is a big bowl filled of balls with numbers, like 1 to 20, and each number of ball corresponds to a team. But Rod Stewart was literally like, he was doing the most. He was there and he was going, whoop!
He was diving his hand, as if his hand was an Olympic diver, diving into the bowl.
Oh, that's
going,
so fun.
Into the bowl, picking up one and like doing it so dramatically.
So but camp.
This is the first time in my lifetime that I can remember being excited for a European competition, because Forest are in the Europa
League. And they're so great. And hey, I knew that when we raided them. No, I actually didn't know that they were in our...
Oh yeah, when you were off, the girl, I was away as well. The girls did predicting where the teams finished in the Premier League this season.
Did you?
Yeah, but we only did, because Emma was kind of, I think, worried we'd run out of time. We only did like 1 to 15. And then Dwayne came on the phone and told us how shit we did, and but he was saying you should do the bottom ones because like they're the most important about who like gets in or out or whatever.
Fiona ranked Brighton in 13th place just because their team name was too long.
Who has time? Brighton, Hove and Albion. what are you really getting done with, if you have to list that off?
This is what happens. I was away, you were off. I think the girls were worried that it was too female on the show. Because you probably just did a whole bit about your wedding.
Oh, definitely. We did a whole bit about fannies. It was a fanny corner every day. But it was fun. And then we had to do the Top 10 Tuesday about the last year's Premier League. So now I feel like I'm quite well versed in the Premier League.
Yeah,
but I would just like to say one tournament a year is enough.
Yeah.
Well, no, there's league, there's cups, there's European competitions.
As a United fan, I'd agree.
One's plenty.
That's all we need. Maybe an FA Cup if we want.
Yeah, come on. Like, we have to draw the line somewhere if you're going to get me interested.
I was texting Callum while I was away about the new Forest jersey, and I was like, geez, it looks class. And Callum responded to me and he said, I can't wait to get it when they've got the Europe badge on the sleeve.
Okay.
And I thought that was just like a dig at me because United aren't in Europe this season.
Oh, no.
And so I just didn't respond.
It wasn't a dig. It was just, I'm really excited.
It's been so football-y. We did something on the Nottingham Forest jersey as well, because the ad was so random. Yeah, it was like 10 minutes long.
It was like really inspirational. It had nothing to do with football whatsoever.
Love that.
We loved it.
All right, listen, enjoy the show today and have a fantastic day. Actually, update us on Rachel Dunn.
It was her birthday yesterday.
Yeah,
we did
the whole birthday.
Yeah, she loved the podcast.
That's awesome.
If you were a caller on today's show, we all said after the show, all of our callers were great.
Great callers. It was a really fun show.
Yeah, really enjoyable. Go and enjoy it. And see you later.
Bye.
1038. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
This is
Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go! Hey, good morning. 3 minutes past seven on Thursday morning. How are you?
Thursday.
We're Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Morning.
And that's me done. I'm
come on.
No, I'm done. I'm done. What's the point anymore? What's the point?
What's wrong with you?
Grimsby.
Hey.
Do you know where that is?
I actually don't, but I saw them last night do something that I know would upset you.
Grimsby. A match played on the beach.
Uh-huh.
And we lost
to
Grimsby, who are a League 2 team.
But you're and League that. 2 team now as well.
I think we might be League 3.
If I know one thing. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But they've moved up now, so they're not a League 2 team.
No, no, that's guys, not how any of this works.
No, is it not?
No, not at all.
Oh, yeah. No, I was only joking.
So were we. It was an awful
Oh, so United
depressing.
Won? It was only a joke?
No, no, we were joking as in we are a joke. And it was, without a doubt, one of the... I think it was my lowest moment as a United fan. I think that was my lowest point. I've taken the 7-0 at Liverpool and all that kind of stuff, but I think last night I've done that. It was a 3-0 against Brentford.
Oh.
But no, I think this was my lowest moment. Losing on penalties to Grimsby.
The venom with which you say all these names, Grimsby. Brentford. It's really painting me a picture of your experience.
Grimsby Town.
Dwayne, my partner, showed me just the very last penalty. He was like, look at this. And like, if they miss, they lost to Grimsby, who are, you know, obviously
League two.
Not. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the guy missed.
Fourth division, by the way.
Yeah. No, I know. And the guy missed. And I love an underdog. That's why I can't really watch sports, because I just annoy everyone. Because I'm like, isn't it so nice to see them do well, though? And everyone's like, shut up. And all the Grimsby fans were like on the pitch, storming the pitch. You had to like that.
Listen, I will say this. Fantastic for them.
Like that's so
absolutely
cool.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. But it's just so depressing.
No, I know. That is very upsetting. So when is the next chance for United to redeem?
Well, we're out of the Carabao Cup. We have Burnley on Saturday and back to the Premier League.
See, it never ends. So who cares?
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
I want to talk about social media and tech. It's been changing a lot recently that I've been noticing, and I've seen it in the headlines a bit, and it's getting a bit weird and it's getting a bit stupid, and it sounds like, to me, the tech companies and social media companies are kind of running out of ideas very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel like they need to do things in order to stay current. Or to jazz it up, to keep you know, being current.
To keep being innovative. To keep innovating.
But in my opinion, the last good thing social media did, can you think of your favourite thing social media did over the last 20 years since it started? Because mine is when Snapchat brought out stories. I think that was an absolute game changer, because then every single social media copied them.
Yeah. Were Snapchat the first to do
Snapchat were the first to do it.
And then, oh my God,
gasp. But when I remember when it first started, I was going, this is genius. This is unbelievable. This is like nothing we've ever seen before.
Yeah.
And then they brought it to Instagram, then they brought it to LinkedIn for some reason.
I know, LinkedIn stories, there's no place. Controversial, I know people don't like them. I like Reels. I enjoy Reels. I like the way the trends reach there like 5 months later than TikTok. And I just like the absolutely unhinged behaviour.
But it's not, it's not innovative.
Reels, no, it's not
is
innovative.
What TikTok is.
Yeah,
I mean?
So true. What's been crazy recently? I don't know.
I honestly just think that no one has come up with a good idea since Stories. To be perfectly honest.
Yeah, no, Stories is pretty good.
But now I've been looking at like a lot of social media news, and the things that they're making, just absolutely crap. Mm-hmm. New headline the other day, Spotify introducing messages.
I know.
A new way to share what you love on Spotify with friends and family. A new way.
What? Messages?
Messaging.
Messaging your friends.
This is huge, guys.
Breaking.
They say recommendations have always been a part of the Spotify experience. Friends and family share their favourite music, podcasts, audiobooks and more. That's why beginning this week, Messages will be start rolling out to free and premium users aged 16 years and older in selected markets on mobile devices. Like,
no.
If I want to share a song with you, Fiona, I'm going
to
copy that song.
I'm
not going
to
add you on WhatsApp. I don't want to have friends on Spotify.
Yeah, because one of my biggest issues at the moment with social media is like, say with two of my best friends, we're in a group chat on WhatsApp, Instagram and now TikTok. And I'm like, we need to streamline this and send all memes to WhatsApp, because like, I'm not opening all of these. It's too much to reply in all of them.
100%.
And like react to all of these. So yeah, the less the better.
So that was a new thing they're introducing, messaging. Another one I saw, timed with back to school season, Instagram has launched a new feature just for students, right? The social media platform announced the feature Schools.
Okay.
So students should now see an option to add your school directly to the profile if you wish.
Oh, great.
After verifying...
Kidnappers are delighted.
That's what I thought.
After verifying your enrolment through the student verification platform UniDays, they will then have the option to add their school, so students can choose whether the badge is visible in the, on their profile or not.
Sorry.
And once confirmed, they can browse a directory of their fellow students filtered by year or browse the entire student body. So basically, add your school, which is, sorry, what Facebook did 20 years ago.
Oh, that did
was
they the, do that?
That was the whole thing. It was just like, where do you go to school? That was,
oh,
the, that
yes.
was what Facebook
yeah,
started.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And mine, for some reason, was like a random school in China and I didn't know how to take it off. I think it's still.
Shout out. Not to Davina McCullough, but fancy another one?
Yes, please.
WhatsApp adds AI-powered suggestions to improve your DMs.
Oh, yeah. So
this is what they said. Sometimes you know what you want to say, but just need a little help with how to say it. That's why today we're introducing Writing Help, our latest AI feature powered by private processing, which keeps your messages private. You can review the suggestions from AI in various styles, such as professional, funny, or supportive, and you can select or continue editing to deliver that perfect message.
I don't like
so
any of that.
It's basically helping you to write texts to your friends.
I know, but why don't people just learn the old-fashioned way to write?
And to be embarrassed.
Hot take. Learn shame.
Get it wrong.
Learn shame.
Get it wrong.
You're not going to with AI.
And one more WhatsApp one. They won't let you take screenshots of people's profile pictures anymore for privacy reasons, right?
Aww.
So now if you go to someone's profile picture and click on it and screenshot it, it'll just show you a blank picture. That's what a little screenshot is.
No way.
And I'm like, who's taking screenshots of profile pictures?
I suppose.
Who's doing
it's not.
That?
Yeah. Well, maybe you say if someone's Instagram is private and you can't really stalk them on there, but you randomly have them on WhatsApp. I don't know. Well,
maybe.
Would you have them on WhatsApp if you didn't have them on Instagram?
I'm
just thinking out loud here. Wait, I've thought of one thing I did like in the last few years. Collab posts.
Do you like a collab
post? Because I like them for a breakup.
I hate collab posts.
I like them for when a Love Island couple break up. I'm like, thank you for bringing the news together, Tyler and Kaz.
Sorry,
like why can I only think of someone 5 years
King
ago?
King Fisher.
I did something yesterday. It was actually a series of actions that I think could be deemed not pleasing to some people. I was toxically positive, which is it's a quality that I hate in other people.
I love being toxic positive.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing. I do it to people who I know don't like me.
Yeah.
And
oh, you kill them with kindness.
Kill them with kindness, never give them any ammo.
Mm-hmm.
When I used to work in Tesco, that's how you would really get a customer that annoyed
oh, yeah.
you. Because what are they going to do, complain for being too nice?
Yeah, you just
can't
be
happen.
Nicer and nicer.
Yeah.
It's so true. It is powerful in those moments.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, I whip it out when it suits me. Say if I want to complain about something
mm-hmm.
and someone kind of tries to show me the bright side of things and like offers positives, I'm like, you are evil to your core. Don't you dare. And sometimes if someone close to me wants a bit of a moan, I indulge and I let them have it. But yesterday, sorry, I'm just choking on a piece of cereal, so please talk amongst yourselves.
Okay, so basically I used to work in a company and there was a woman there who just really didn't like me and my parents were just like, you just have to be nice to her. And I was like, why the hell would I be nice to her?
Yeah.
She's horrible to me.
We're back.
And I remember just being like, right, fine, I'll just be really, really nice to her. So every time I'd be like, how are you?
Let's it's say, the classic there. Killer with kindness.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Oh
how
yeah, and you do it on the big exhale.
Yeah.
How are you?
How are you?
So I was out for a walk with my dog yesterday evening. It was about like 6 o'clock. And first of all, I was like, oh my God, I've made it hames of this because I'd just arrived to the park and it was in conjunction with the local running club.
Oh no.
Which, shout out, love people who are like working on their fitness and doing it as a team. But this running club, they really like to hype each other up really loudly.
Oh, no.
And when you think they're all past you, there's more. And they are like motivating each other in ways that I can't repeat on the radio. And it's just very jarring. And I was like, okay.
What? It's like, let's go.
Let's go. But like, you know, like, and expletives and
yeah.
just all sorts.
Okay.
And then they kind of lie on the ground when they're done and they take their top off. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure it was a 5K that you ran. Like, not that I could do it, but like, relax. Anyway, they actually weren't being too bad last night. So we did our lap around the park, me and my dog Jamie, and I was just leaving and she met like a little small kind of terrier also on the lead, and they were like having a play, they were having a little sniff of each other. And then it can be awkward because then the owners have to also have a sniff,
of
have
course.
To kind of like yeah. you know, talk to each other.
I hate that bit.
I hate when you have to sniff the other owner. And the man walking this little dog was like, oh, this is the missus' dog. and she never walks. I have to walk them myself. And I thought, do you know what? It's a lovely evening. We're getting the last of the summer sunshine. And I said, I'm not going to have it. I said, well, isn't it great to be out in nature? Isn't it great to have an excuse to be out and stretch the legs for an hour
every
day?
You weren't having them complain about the missus.
I was like, don't you bring me down today? I was like, it's lovely to be out with your little sweet dog. And he goes, yeah, actually it is. And he was like, no, I had a heart attack last year, so it's really good to be out and it's good for the extra. I was like, thank you. Thank you. See, sir, how we all help each other. And then he was like, oh, you have a lurcher. And he was like, my daughter has a lurcher and she's going away on holidays for 2 weeks. How much do you think to get her minded? How much to put it into the kennels? And I was like, your daughter's going away for 2 weeks. I was like, that is so lovely at the end of summer. I was like, I'd say she's been looking forward to that one now, like when everyone's back to school. She has a lovely 2 week holiday.
Just let this strange man complain.
No, not to me. And then he goes, he was like, because I'm the only one who walks this dog, every time I get home, he's at me, jumping all over me. And I was like, it's so nice to have that unconditional love from a pet. I was like, you are the light of that dog's life.
Oh, for God's sake.
I was like, to him, you're just everything. You bring so much joy. And I was like, isn't that incredible? And I was like, anyway, see you later. I just didn't. And I hope I helped him in a way. I basically told him to try smiling.
To shut up. And just your life is fine. Do you know what? I've noticed, now just after when you tell me that, I realised, Fiona does that to me, I'll complain. She'll be like, well, isn't it great you're alive? I'm like, now I know what you're doing.
Isn't it great to have legs all the same?
It's fantastic to have breath in your body. We've been doing this show for... I've been doing the show for about 3 years now. Mm-hmm. And one thing I've learned on the show is that we all kind of have our own little quirks, our own little characters.
Totally.
And things like that. If you were to describe my character, you wouldn't really say that I was very, like, wholesome or, you know, mushy. Mm. Not really for me. That would be more Emma's bag.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? She loves one thing in this world, and that's her granny.
So and true.
She loves... her granny so much that kind of anytime any of us ever talk about our granny, it doesn't really compare to the love.
No, it's like, why are you bringing it up?
Exactly. Yeah. But now that Emma's away, I also have a granny that I don't really talk about it on the radio because I just feel like it's all
her thing.
You know?
Yeah.
But my granny sent me a message yesterday on WhatsApp.
Okay.
My granny, by the way, is 98 years old.
Well, she's very modern over on WhatsApp.
Not only does she send me WhatsApps, she sends me emojis. Okay.
Love it.
And she also, by the way, hates when people say well done to her for doing literally anything.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to tell her and be like, well done on the emojis there.
Well, obviously that
but
is
But she's like,
so
David,
rude.
I get up out of the chair and people are like, God, aren't you amazing? She hates it. She hates it.
But I mean, fair.
She texts me yesterday after, because obviously last week I got the wisdom tooth out. Hi, David. So sorry to hear you're not well.
Aww.
It's a miserable up to have before and after. So thank God you're over the worst of it now. Keep up the heart, pet. Love you.
Keep up the heart.
Prayer emoji, heart emoji. And I melted. This cold heart of mine just melted.
It did a little pump.
Did a little.
It beat. It yeah. beated for a second.
I don't really like when people are mushy, but that woman could be mushy. Forever.
Keep up the heart.
Keep up the heart.
That is so gorgeous.
She wrote a card to me once. I was having a bad time mentally.
Usually people that age don't believe in that.
And physically. I was in Waterford. I was in a bad place. Not mentally, just Waterford.
Waterford City, baby.
I used to live there and I just wanted to get back to Dublin, but I used to live there for work.
Hmm.
And I remember her she wrote me a card and it said, keep the dream and live it. And now I work in Spain.
Now look at you.
Now look at me, baby.
You kept that dream and you are living it.
So I am off to see her today. Just to give her a big hug and say thanks so much.
Oh, I love it.
And that is the most mushy you'll ever get out of me. Ever.
Until she sends your next text.
Yeah, true. It's time for you to win some tech.
Yes, we want to give you the chance to win a €2,500 Harvey Norman voucher and a tablet just for coming on to play with us today. The technology specialists at Harvey Norman are here to help with all the biggest brands and the latest tech.
And Sabrina's on to play to potentially win that bit of tech. Hi, Sabrina.
Hi.
How are you getting on?
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Any crack?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Yeah, grand. What are you up to for the day?
I'm getting ready to go to school.
Ooh, back to school, Sabrina. What class do we have this year, or what subject do we have this year?
Junior infants.
Junior infants.
cuties.
Ask your feet up, Sabrina. Feet
Taya
up.
Colour. Yeah. Taya colour for the kids.
Feet on the floor, firmly.
I love it, Sabrina. And are they back today? Are they back soon? Or when are they back?
They were back yesterday.
Oh,
yeah.
Were they? Okay, amazing. Excited? All excited?
All crying, all excited. I was crying.
Yeah, it's been a very short summer. And back to normal now, unfortunately, Sabrina. But let's see if we can win you some tech, shall we?
All right, Sabrina, here is how the game works. We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock and you have to answer 5 questions on today's college topic in that time. If you get all 5 right, you will win a Samsung Galaxy Tab A9 Plus tablet. Ooh. And qualify for our live finale at Harvey Norman's Carrick Mines on the 5th of September to win that €2,500 voucher. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Great.
All right, Sabrina. Right, we're going to ask you the first question and then we're going to start the 30-second clock. The best of luck. Today's topic is English literature. How would you feel about that?
Not great, but no. I'll give it a go.
Listen,
I think you'll know these.
I don't think the questions are going to be like, you know, what was Shakespeare's granny's name or anything like that.
They're not like senior infants level, Sabrina.
Yeah. Don't
worry.
Be
all right.
Like junior infants will be fine.
Yeah, no problem. That's what we've got.
All right, here we go. I'm going to ask you first question and then we're going to start the timer. Here we go. Harry Potter went to what school?
Hogwarts.
Yes.
Very good. How many letters are there in the alphabet?
26.
Nice one. Name a punctuation.
A full stop.
Yes.
Legend. Who wrote Romeo and Juliet?
Shakespeare.
Yes. Give us a word that starts with the letter G.
Grape.
Great. That is 5 in the bag with 5 seconds left.
So what else do you want to talk about?
How are you?
Feel great now.
Sorry, Sabrina, your time is up. Sabrina, congratulations. You have just won yourself a Samsung Galaxy Tab A9 Plus tablet.
Woohoo!
Thanks so much.
You are very, very welcome. And congratulations, you are in that live finale at Harvey Norman Carrick Mines on the 5th of September to potentially win that €2,500 voucher. Have a fantastic day. The best of luck.
Thanks
with
million,
the junior
guys.
Infants.
Have a great day.
Good luck.
Have a good one, Sabrina. Bye.
Bye.
Good luck. Tomorrow, if you want to win, the last chance of the week, 8:30.
8:30.
Win yourself some tech.
I think everyone is back to school. I think it's like people have been edging their way in. I shouldn't say edging in school, but people have been like doing dribs and drabs 1 or 2 days back at school this week before the big full week.
I did like that when they used to do that at school.
Yeah,
you'd be back on a Thursday just to get your locker.
You microdose school. And our boss Nick was saying he'll be in at 10:30 today.
Nick?
He's bringing the kids to school. Sounds like he's taking the first class. What's his class? He needs to brush up on the alphabet.
To be fair, I think they might be going to big school for the first. Like, is it primary
school? Oh, really?
School?
Okay, well, that's big.
That's
you
kind
have
of a
to
big
bring
deal.
Them in and you have to help them find their seat.
I do remember my parents bringing me to school on the very first day, junior infants. And my dad had a suit and my mom was in a dress. I still remember.
Oh, my God.
Well, to be fair, it was a suit because he had to go to work.
I thought he did it just to meet teacher.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat. Upgrade your lunchtime with office favourites delivered by Just Eat.
Mr. Hammond, why isn't your father in a suit?
That's to make a good impression.
That's the way it was.
You're at the national school.
You had to wear a suit.
103.8 Dublin. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your #1 hit music station.
Let's go! Good morning. 8:03 on Thursday. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. What's happening?
Good morning. I'm really loving judging everyone's back to school pictures this week. Not judging the kids, but judging the parents.
I was about to say, like, what can they do? They're in the uniform. Like.
No, the kids are all right, but as the saying goes. But I love when you see the online savvy parent who puts a little emoji over the school crest.
If I see...
To say, don't kidnap my child. You're not going to get this one.
Do you know what? I actually... really think that's a good idea.
No, it is.
I really, really like that. If I see one more emoji over a kid's face...
I know.
Don't post the picture.
Why don't you do one of the kid looking artistically to the side?
Yeah.
Or maybe holding their school bag up over their face like, woohoo, you know? Just like make it part... If that's like your artistic vision that you're doing, get the child involved.
Yeah.
It's time they learned.
A really good idea, though, blocking out the badge of the school.
Yeah, that's, you have to.
That's actually
no kidnappers
clever.
Here.
Yeah, listen. That was always my parents' biggest fear. I was like, sure, who'd have me?
Who'd be taking me?
You know what I mean?
Who'd be taking me away?
I tell you, ma'am, they'll bring me right back.
They say, this lad doesn't stop yapping. This morning on the show, we are asking an important question. We're settling this debate once and for all. Please weigh in, 087-711-1038. Send your voice notes in too.
King or Tatum? Barry's Airlines.
No, this is a lot more important, but it does actually can feature those brands depending on what you're into yourself. Are you someone who does a big shop, or as Callum has unfortunately christened it, and I'm having to go with, a bitty shop? Like, are you big or are you bitty? Do you do a big shop?
Little Britain. Bitty.
Bitty. That's bitty. All I can hear as well.
But when you say bitty shop, you mean like, do you mean a couple of shops throughout the week?
Yeah. Do you just pop in and like, say like on a Sunday, you're like, oh no, I can't plan for the whole week. Yeah. I'm just going to like go and get a few bits after work, and this is what I'll make for dinner tonight. Mm. And then in 2 days time, it's like, ooh, I'm craving this. I'll get this. I need it. You know, you're not mapping out your whole week on a Sunday. You're not sitting down, getting out the recipe book and being like, here's what I'm going to cook every day, here's what I need in the freezer, etc, etc.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have that level of organisation, or are you bitty? Bitty. Bitty, please get in touch. I personally, this has been a debate in my household recently, because my partner Dwayne has been trying to do a big shop for years. Mm. And I've always been saying, yeah, no, we must get to that. Yeah, we definitely do that one of the days.
It's exciting, no? Go in and get the trolley, get the euro into the trolley.
Do you know what? We've been together like nearly a decade, and I don't think we've ever gotten a trolley ever together.
When you go in, if you were to do like, you have never done a big shop.
No, I don't think we've ever done a big shop. Oh, right. Ever. Like, unless maybe when we've been moving into a new house, yeah, or something, and we've gotten a few things, but then that wouldn't necessarily be just food. It would, yeah, be like household items as well. I feel like what I do, and maybe this is like really offensive to people, I bring my tote bag and I use that as my basket, and that's kind of all the level of shopping I do. So it'll be like couple of days worth, maybe. Okay. Just that day. And I live very close, dangerously close to a Dunnes Stores. Yes,
do
I'm doing
you?
Very well for myself.
Oh, you are doing very well for
me. So I do. Now, I use the 5 off 25s. I use the vouchers, Dad, if you're listening. But I just nip in there. I don't do a big shop for the week. I just nip in.
You couldn't in Dunnes.
No, you couldn't. Absolutely. Well, you get the 10 off 50 then as well. So it all works out. That's a great value. So yeah. And he's like, every kind of Friday, Saturday, he's like, we should do the big shop this week. You know, we're saving for a wedding. Mm. It'd help us
save. It's supposed to be less expensive to do a big shop than to do little bitty shops.
But like, the reason I don't like it is I don't have that forward planning. And say if I decide in the morning what I want for dinner, I've already changed my mind. And like, by the time it's like 5 o'clock, I don't want to commit to that dish. And I can't decide on a Sunday what I want to eat for the entire week.
Yeah, I find it so incredible how people manage to do that.
It's sick in the head. I mean, fair play to you, it's you. But it's incredible. Sick in the head. So yeah, and I'm kind of just quietly going to never do this. I'm like, yeah, no, we must get to that big shop, but I'm just never going to do it. We were talking about this with our other friends, a couple, Kelly and Aidan, and Kelly goes, a big shop is fascism. And provided no extra context. And I was like, do you know what? You're right. So if you think a big shop is fascism, please get in touch. 087-711-1038. Are you a big shopper or are you a bitty shopper? Do you go in with your tote bag and just get a few things? Or do you go in with your bag for life or whatever? Or yeah, are you in and out of the shops all week long picking stuff up? Or do you just go on a Sunday and that's your job done? Let us know. 087-711-1038. Voice notes very welcome and encouraged.
Big shop or bitty shop? I have way more thoughts on this than I thought I would.
Really? It's a fun one. Are you a big shopper or a bitty shopper? Do you do a big shop one day a week and get all your stuff organised, write out your list, and that's the only time you set foot in the supermarket? Or do you be heading in a couple of times a week just to pick up a few bits here and there? That is what we're asking. I'm a bitty shopper for my sins. And that is what we've been asking you this morning on 087-711-1038.
Voice notes are welcome. This one in.
Some of us don't have a choice but to do bitty shopping because I've rented 3 properties in Dublin and all of them had a bar fridge as a fridge. So even if you do want to do a big shop, you can't because you cannot fit everything into the fridge. So yeah, bitty shop by force.
That's actually a really good point. Yeah.
Think about that. think
you
about
it. You have a small fridge and something. Like, I remember when I used to live in a house and our freezer was basically a letterbox.
Oh, yeah, those ones that are just a drawer.
Yes. Yeah. It was awful. Like, it was to the point where I thought, well, I just go and buy a new freezer, like a full blown thing for a rented accommodation. Like, there was no point. But I remember that post-war fridge. You could fit about a packet of waffles in it.
I was just going to say, I hope you had waffles.
Yeah.
And myself and Dave would obviously live very different lives. Dave lives with four other people and I live on my own. Yes. But I think we would shop very similarly in terms of the bitty shops, because you're not buying for the house, are you?
No, I'm
you're
buying for yourself.
For yourself.
When
yeah.
you're with Dwayne, Fiona, yes. you're obviously buying as what I would call a family.
But this we is are the a thing. Family.
But
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
When I used to live with my ex for like years, and we'd go and do a big shop once Woodges. A week, or maybe once, once a week. But we'd go off and do our own shop. Like, we'd arrive at Aldi together and then we'd go through the aisles.
But then who buys, like, the milk and who buys the eggs and stuff?
Listen, this is why we're broken up. Because I did it.
Oh.
As a man who loves to plan, I would normally, you would imagine that I'd be a big shop man. But I'm a bitty shop guy.
Are you?
I think I'm on first name basis with the staff at Tesco and the Omni.
Because
I'm in there every day.
I did. Don't dox yourself now. But I genuinely would have believed you were a big shop.
No,
I
could
picture you getting the bloody, you know, I can picture Callum, one, getting the trolley and two, getting the little self scanner.
Oh my God, I could so see
I
that.
I do scanners
of
shop anyway.
You do.
I love a scanner
shop. What does that do? It just shows you the price?
Well, yeah, but it also means you can pack and go, so you're not packing at the checkout. You just, it's the checkout process is a breeze.
I've never understood what people are doing with that. Do you know when you see something and you're like, that's not for me? And
do you know what? In a couple of weeks, me and you will go hand in hand into Tesco and we will do a scanners shop together.
I have really sweaty palms. Well, but okay.
I remember another ex of mine did the scanner thing where you went around and you went boop, boop. And every time I was in the shop, I was like, oh my God, will you stop? Like,
I heard your missus just scanning shop in Tesco.
Like, you're not 85, like,
no.
You know what I mean? It's just
oh
too
my
much
God,
walking
no.
around, she's getting a load of food, and boop, I'm like,
where,
stop
where
it.
Where do you even collect the thing?
From the entrance, you scan your club card and you pick it up.
And then you just pay at the end and leave.
Yeah.
Honestly, we are doing this before the end of the year.
Oh my God, okay, no, I'll try it. I'll try anything once.
I
all
love
right.
it. All right, Nicola's on as well. Nicola, are you a big shopper or a bitty shopper?
No, a big shopper.
A big shopper.
Very good.
All right, okay, we've got one. Now, are you going to try convince Fiona to do a big shop here?
100%, especially if she's saving for a wedding.
Oh, you sound like me, Dad.
I know, but you have to think logic about it. How much are you spending every time you walk in? Because you're obviously buying stuff that you don't need as you're in there, as you're seeing it. If you were to spend a weekly shop money, work it out how much you spend based on how much I said I spend a week.
Oh my God, you also sound like Dwayne. You guys would actually, you'd get on really well, you and my partner. So do you plan out like all your recipes? Like, when do you do your big shop, Nicola? Is it like on a Sunday or Saturday or something?
It's usually a Thursday or Friday morning. So I will have my list done by that morning and I will do it till the following shop day.
Oh my God.
And then do you end up having like a lot of waste? Do you use all that stuff? Or is there some, you know, do you change your mind?
No, I never have waste. I have two kids. I've never wasted.
Really? So you you set out, this is what we're eating every night. Like, oh my God. And you're kind of like, you have a budget in your mind of what you're going to spend.
I kind of know, I don't need a budget because I kind of know roughly that my shopping is between 150 and 160 a week in Dunn. That's where I shop.
Right.
I don't jump around and shop in different supermarkets.
Yeah,
shop
you do
in
your
one
bit.
Place.
Yeah. Okay.
You have to value your time as well.
You do, yeah. And do you know what? I actually done that before. I did move around different places and bought my bits, like my fruit and veg here, my meat here. It actually worked out more expensive.
Okay.
Probably, well, think so, about the petrol.
So, Nicola, do you never never just pop into the shop for anything, no?
I would pop in, like, for fresh bread, but I would never say, like, this morning I'll go, oh, God, I don't know what I'm having for dinner today. I'll walk into Dunn's to see if I can pick something up. I wouldn't be able to deal with the anxiety of that.
Really?
That's
I live in a permanent state of anxiety, so that must be right. Wait, okay, Nicola, come on, tell us, what are you having for dinner tonight?
Steak.
Steak. Very good. All the accoutrements ready. Okay, well, you've given me a lot to think about, Nicola. I might consider this.
We appreciate it.
And
Nicola.
Shout out to Dunn's, of course.
You need to work it out how much you spend per day.
Yes.
Based on how much I spend per week, and I'm a family of four.
Okay.
And then you look at how much you should be saving towards your wedding.
I'm scared to do that. Okay, thank you very much, Nicola.
Thanks, Nicola.
You.
Have a great day.
No problem.
Enjoy that steak.
Day. Bye.
Good luck. I like Nicola.
food for thought.
Yes.
Get it because it's a food shop.
Mel has sent us in a voice note as well to wrap things up.
I do a monthly shop.
What?
So you know how you're talking about you can't even think on a Sunday of what to do for a week?
Oh my God.
What? I do a month. Now you have to pop in every so often to get like the milk and the bread and maybe the cream and stuff like that for certain dishes, but I do a monthly shop for my meats and my jars and all that kind of stuff.
I think Mel's on house arrest.
Mel's preparing for the end of the world. The tins are all lined up. I can see it now.
Mental. It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
All right. Welcome into the girly quiz where we test Dave on all things girly. Dave, you have three questions to answer today. Get all three right and you win the week. Get one wrong and you're a sap.
Yeah.
You're actually a sap.
Are you tick?
Are you? What? Is there something actually wrong with you? So to help Dave out, we do give him two lifelines on this game. We've got the Simplify, which is basically like the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire 50-50. And of course, his phone, a female on the line today is the wonderful Jessie. Jessie, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you.
Jessie, is there something that you are, you know, specifically excel at when it comes to women? Is it beauty? Is it health? Is it body parts? What is your main area of expertise, Jessie?
It's got to be the
maybe beauty. I'm a mom, so anything childbirth related, okay. Anything like that. So
that's fantastic news for me. Thank you, Jessie. Listen, I will 100% need you. You've won yourself two IMC Cinema passes just for coming on, and if you get it right, you'll win another two.
So Jessie, brilliant.
Stay there for you, won't you?
Amazing, Jessie.
Yeah, no problem.
She knows what she's doing. All right, because it is the girly quiz, you never really know like what the questions are going to be or what Dave might say during his deliberations. So if you have younger ears in the car on the way to school, let's say, it could be worth having your hand gently hovering over the dial just in case you want to avoid any awkward conversations. All right, that's all out of the way. Dave, let's play. Question one. Taylor Swift is in the news this week after getting engaged to her boyfriend, Travis Kelce. Which of the following men has she not been previously romantically linked to?
Yes. This is up my street. This isn't just girly. This is pop culture.
This is pop
and that's my bag.
Culture. All right, let's see how you get on with these. Which of the following men has she not been previously romantically linked to? Jake Gyllenhaal, Robert Pattinson, or Joe Jonas?
Damn it.
Started off so strong.
Jake Gyllenhaal. I know that she wrote the All Too Well song about him, 15 minutes.
10 minute version.
Is it not 15 minutes? Was it 10 minute version?
It feels like 15 something.
Great music video, and I think that was about him. There was something to do with a scarf or something like that, wasn't
it?
I thought it was Nick Jonas that she had something with. But no. Now that I think about it, there is a photo. There's quite a cursed photo of them at like a VMAs, I think. And I think the person she has not dated is Robert Pattinson. Because when she was kind of dating, like, you know, a few celebs and stuff, it was kind of during Robert Pattinson dating Kristen Stewart, I feel.
Right, yeah, when Taylor was out doing the Ryans.
So
okay.
I am going to go with this on my own.
Wow.
And I'm going to... And you kind of gave me, you know, three options.
I did.
Which was nice.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say Robert Pattinson. She has not dated.
Dave, for question number one. You're absolutely correct.
Come on!
Well done. Oh,
thank
Very
God.
Very good.
Thank
he knows God. His pop culture.
I do.
Obviously, Fiona, you kind of went down the Twilight route because Taylor Swift dated...
Taylor Lautner.
Yes.
Who is now married to another Taylor.
Taylor.
So it's Taylor Lautner and Taylor. He just loves Taylor.
He loves Taylor.
He loves those Tay-Tays.
This is great. Well, fantastic start to the girlies.
Doesn't it feel like good to be on one point already?
It feels fantastic to like slightly know the answer.
Yeah, you do get women.
I get you guys.
You totally understand us. All right, next up. Question two on this week's girly quiz, Dave. Tampons are typically divided into five categories based on their absorbency. Can you name two of those categories?
Small and large.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy flow, light flow, and
And I, that's four. Mm-hmm. And then the fifth one. Pads.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. No, you actually, you got it there, to be fair. Fifth category of tampons is pads.
No.
That's true.
Is that an
Yeah.
one?
Well done. Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to take from that that's not the answer.
It's a bit of fun, but so it's not the answer.
Five categories of tampons.
Based on their absorbency.
Based on their absorbency. So would it not be heavy flow and light flow? But what the hell would the other ones be? Mm. Maybe it's one, two, three, four, or five. Five being the heaviest flow, one being the lightest flow. Mm-hmm. I don't know the answer at all.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call in the troops. And I'm going to call in Jessie. Jessie, good morning.
Good idea.
Thank you very much for being
here. Hi.
All right, Jessie, I've got 30 seconds on the clock and I'd like you to name me potentially two categories of tampon.
Okay, light and regular.
Light and regular. Oh, name some other ones.
Super,
I thought
junior.
I was just going to say super. Super, junior and pads?
Light and regular.
Okay. All right, so go again. Super?
Junior.
Junior.
Light. And regular.
And but there's one more, no? She said there was five categories.
You only need two.
I know, yeah,
super plus.
Ah, super plus. Ah, okay. So you have super, super plus, super, and junior, and light and regular. Okay. I'm going to go super, plus, and light. No, I'm going to go with light and I'm going to go with regular.
You're going to go with light and regular.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go for.
Dave, I'm very happy you did that because I don't know what a junior tampon is. You are absolutely correct. Yay! Light and regular.
Jessie, thank you so much. I had to go for the obvious ones. I was going to go for the funny ones, but no, I said I'd go for the obvious ones.
Super and super plus are correct, but a junior tampon I haven't come across in my travels.
So what's the other one? So you're saying the super plus, the super, light, regular, and what's the other one?
Ultra.
Ultra.
For the heaviest of flows. No, it was perfect.
Oh, do you know what, Jessie? It's all right. I got it correct. Thank you so much. You've
got yourself
another pair of IMC Central passes.
I've got four IMC Central passes.
Have a fantastic day.
Bye. Thank you.
Oh, God.
Oh. Shout out to Junior Tampons, which I'm sure will be brought out by the end of the calendar year. But now you are on your own, Dave. Oh, no. You still have your Simplify.
Did I have so heavy? Was that heavy?
Well, no, heavy is what the flow would be, but it's like what do the tampons provide for
so
that?
Light so light would have been correct.
Yeah, so if you have a heavy flow, you would get the ultra tampons. Do you know what I mean? Because they can ultra absorb your heavy flow.
I'm an ultra me.
That's it. All right, final question. And you do have your 50-50.
I do.
Pimple patches are small sticker-like bandages that come in fun shapes and colours to cover up your spots. Apart from covering up spots, what is one other benefit of a pimple patch?
What's another? I hate these questions because it's always like, what is it? Name another benefit. I'm like, no, can't I just tell you the main benefit?
Name the benefit that I listed.
Yeah, it stops pimples. I would say it's for like cleanliness. I would say it's for aesthetic. And I don't know what else it could possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
Moisturize, maybe.
So you're saying cleanliness, like it protects your spot from, let's say, dirt from the outside. And aesthetic, yeah, it looks cute. That's kind of the main purpose. So we are looking for
another. You're looking for more.
Well, no. Like, we're just, like, the fact that it looks good is kind of the main purpose. So like, what else?
Okay.
You know, just one other thing.
Well, then to recover, to help, to heal the pimple.
Yeah.
Is that an answer you'd accept? And for cleanliness, is that an answer you'd accept?
You got to lock it in and see.
I'm going to go with to heal.
To heal? That's beautiful.
Thank you. I'm not even going to use it. I think sometimes on the girly quiz you need a bit of jeopardy.
You do.
So I'm going to go with heal. Final answer.
Dave, final question on this week's Girly Quiz. You have said pimple patches can be used to heal a spot, and we will absolutely accept that answer.
It's
You're correct.
Yes!
Obviously, they're to heal.
Yeah, they help to calm and smooth the skin, reducing redness and swelling. So,
can
yes,
I
they
just
heal.
Say
that I'm really pretty.
Love when you're on the girly quiz.
Yeah, why did I help?
I just feel like that was the easiest girly quiz.
Do you think?
I've ever done.
Really?
Yeah. Like, hands down, the easiest girly quiz.
I'm raging.
It was fantastic. And I just want to say, I'm so happy.
Now, that question is shout out to our boss, Nick. He came in after having used a pimple patch his wife gave it to him. And he was like, you need to do this on the girly quiz. And I was like, what is even the question?
Yeah, yeah.
So very much not shout out now that he made it be such an easy question that you got without even using your 50-50.
Hey, Fiona. Thank you.
We're all winners here.
103.8 Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Big. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go! Hey, happy Thursday. What's going on? 4 minutes past nine. How are you?
How are you?
Obviously, us here on the show, if you've listened for a while, you'll know we're kind of creatures of habits, and anything that throws us off them, you know, routines really, really messes us up.
Truly.
As we've been telling you, the fifth floor of our building is being renovated at the moment. We have to use the third floor kitchen, which is where News Talk is. And for the most amount of time we've done this show, we would never go down to the third floor where News Talk is, because it's awful scary down there. You know what I mean? Like, I sometimes wear a tracksuit. I don't think they've ever seen a tracksuit.
No.
And you know what I mean? Like,
you'd be asked to leave.
Exactly, yeah. It's a very professional working environment, and now that we have to go down to the kitchen there on the third floor, it's a little bit scary, but now I'm kind of getting a little bit excited. I went down the steps,
yeah,
I turned, I walked towards the kitchen. Who's walking towards me?
Go on.
But Mr. Pat Kenny.
Patrick Kenny.
And he smiles at me. No. Right now, the last time I ever saw Pat Kenny and spoke to Pat Kenny was at the Christmas party about 2 years ago, when I was very on it. And I said, Jace, you're awful intimidating. And then I left.
I say he loves that.
So he saw me and he smiled. And I just said, hi, how are you? And his producer was walking past at the same time. She said, hiya, Dave. I said, hi, Claire. And then I was like, yes. Now, Pat Kenny knows my name.
Name recognition. Yeah. I thought you were going to say the producer walked past and said, don't speak to the top.
Is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Good morning, we're Emma, Dave and Fiona. Producer Callum has something exciting for us.
Yeah, I found something that sounds like a little bit of nonsense, but it gives us an excuse to eat chocolate just after 9 o'clock in the morning.
We'll take that.
Listen, so I'm happy with
there's
that.
There's no harm in trying that. Where do we stand on Galaxy chocolate?
Oh, there. Now, you see, I go through a little bit of phases where sometimes Galaxy is my favourite chocolate and then next week it'll be Kinder.
Very good. I never think to buy a Galaxy, but then whenever I have it, I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And then I'd love a Minstrels.
I like the popcorn mix. The big bar of Galaxy, because it comes in the wrap around it, but then also has the tin foil.
Premium feel.
Real premium, isn't it?
It's giving Willy Wonka.
Yeah, it's giving you're doing real well for yourself.
Oh. So Galaxy's around at the minute. It's actually called Dove in America, which is over.
Yes.
I thought that was aftershave.
Yeah, it's spray, deodorant. Yeah. Anyway, the Galaxy chocolate people have created a new song that is meant to enhance the pleasure of consuming chocolate.
Ooh.
This stinks of Galaxy being like, how can we get other people to talk about Galaxy? I know, we'll do something that makes no sense, but it will get people talking about it.
Exactly.
And that is us. So they teamed up. They've teamed up with a doctor called Dr. Natalie Hyacinth.
Right.
She is a sound expert from the University of Bristol.
Do you think that means she's a sound expert? Like,
she's a sound expert.
She's an expert, but she's a sound expert.
She's a sound expert.
Shove it down your throat.
She works at the University of Bristol, and she's created this song called Sweetest Melody to make chocolate apparently even tastier. This is what she had to say about said song.
Okay.
We looked at particular sonic qualities, and they were pitch, tempo and harmony. The more regulated a music is, the sweeter it can taste. So I had the pleasure of tasting some Galaxy chocolate for this project, and I feel that the track did enhance the taste experience.
It's funny, I've never hated someone so quick.
Do we not have like serious diseases that need to be cured and stuff? Like, is there any... Look, what, can she be an expert at anything
else? She's eating chocolate and
her
work miraculously makes chocolate even tastier. So what I've done is I brought some Galaxy into the studio and I've got the music available. So firstly, let's try some Galaxy and break some off. If you've got some Galaxy to hand at home as well, do try this.
Everyone, lift up your Galaxy. I know you all got
break
some.
Break me off a piece of that Galaxy. Right,
so take a square of Galaxy, have a little nibble.
Oh, and get it.
It's a little bit melted as well, which is nice.
Oh, yeah, the studio is a little bit toasty.
Yeah, I'd be putting that in the fridge. Okay, hang on. Okay. All right.
So take a bit of the Galaxy. You kind of know what
just
Galaxy
stunning.
Is. A little bit smooth, a little bit nice. Okay, now.
As the slogan goes.
A little bit smooth, a little bit nice.
Yeah. I'm going to play the song that Dr. Natalie Hyacinth has created, and then I want you to take another bite of Galaxy and see if you think the chocolate tastes any different.
Okay.
Oh, I was holding that one because I thought I had to wait till Natalie played her song.
Okay.
Okay, okay. Here's now I get you.
You ready?
Yeah.
Why am I closing my eyes?
I know, me too. Sorry, this is totally working.
Is it?
Yeah.
And you know I'd walk 1,000 miles.
You're ruining the experience for me, Fiona. I have melted chocolate swirling around my mouth. And a beautiful, beautiful tone to go with it.
It kind of sounds like this, the music that they play at the end of EastEnders when someone dies or something.
and right back to reality, I've opened my eyes and everything.
So apparently it's something to do with the BPM. It's like 78 BPM, the tones and the levels
and
everything.
I love that. I really enjoy it.
Really makes chocolate taste different.
Okay.
So what I've done is I've brought some popular songs to see if the if the chocolate tastes better or worse when listening to the song. So let's take a bite of our chocolate.
Yes.
And then let's listen to Chocolate by the 1975. Better or worse?
Worse.
Worse. I hate that song.
Okay.
Oh, no, I like
very
the song.
Much not a fan of Maddie.
I like the song, but there's too much going on.
Yeah.
It's overstimulating.
When it was this. It was I had to concentrate on, and it was lovely.
You're probably picturing Matty Healy eating a raw steak or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, take another bite of Galaxy.
Yes,
we're going to be piling on the pounds this morning. And what about Sweet Melody by Little Mix? Better or worse? I feel like we're at the optician.
Better.
Yeah, it is like that. I see why you chose these songs because of Sweet, but I need more relaxing, I feel. But
well, tough, because the last one, the last song that I have for you is Taste by Sabrina Carpenter. A little bit slower, so let's try one more piece of chocolate.
One more bite of chocolate.
And see.
Instantly, do you know what I'm doing? Chewing on beef.
Better or worse?
I'm kind of moving it around in my mouth. I think that was my favourite.
Was it?
Sabrina Carpenter. Well, my favourite was Natalie's song.
Yeah.
As It Shall Be Known. But if we're going on the pop songs, I would say Sabrina.
That is true.
Safe to say, Dr. Natalie Hyacinth, we called shenanigans at the start of this 5 minutes ago.
Mm.
But actually, the sad EastEnders music really does work.
That really worked on me.
There was something in that.
Now, take a bite of chocolate and have a listen to Disco Lines and Tinashe. What do you think?
Better or worse?
Better or worse?
Better or worse?
No Broke Boys. Spin 103.8. I'm obsessed with that song. It's so good. Tate McRae. And it's called Just Keep Watching. You're on Spin 103 with Emma, Dave and Fiona. The song's from the Formula One movie. Terrible movie. Great song, though.
Great song. We love you, Tate. Pop princess of our age. Both myself and Callum would say, because we saw her in concert not too long ago.
About that.
It was excellent. Okay, something kind of concerning dropped into my email inbox this week. Do you know when you kind of like get a random email from like a subscription service that like you forgot you signed up for?
Yes.
Or say like if you're shopping online and it's like sign up to get 10% off and then you realise you're still getting emailed by this random like website and you're like, okay, I need to get rid of that.
Like Paramount Plus email me like all the time with stuff and I'm like, I signed up for a free trial once.
And that was, and I was only joking back then. Or like
I was just joking.
I get a lot of emails from like and other stories because I signed up once to get like 10% off. But I was thinking, did I ever sign up to get 10% off a relationship?
Oh.
No, I don't think I did.
What's happening?
And I couldn't help but wonder. I got an email from Hinge the other day.
From Hinge?
Yeah. Learn more about Hinge's updated terms of use. Which is fine. You know, it's good to know what's happening with any app that you have. always great to see how they're progressing and innovating. Except I've been in a relationship for nearly 10 years.
Yes.
So I was... First, I tried to look up when Hinge was invented. Because I was like, have I ever been on this? Like, I think I did... Before I was with Wayne, I think I did one Tinder date. And I gave him the night of his life. But that's not relevant right now. And if you're listening, forget your name. Hope you're well. But so I tried to look up when Hinge was invented because I was like, was I ever on this? Just to see if there was any overlap between that and my single life. And I think I should have specified what type of Hinge I was looking up for. Because
I knew this was going to happen. I genuinely bet that Google was like, hinges for doors.
The first widely used hinge was invented during the Bronze Age around 5,500 years ago. Coincidentally, that's the last time I was single.
Your birth year.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, maybe I was on it. But no, Hinge, the dating app, was apparently launched in 2013. But I don't think it came to Ireland until a bit later.
It was quite an American thing, I think.
Yeah, I feel like we weren't really using that until I was well into the relationship. So
We had Tinder and that was
Tinder,
kind of it.
Tinder, of course.
We had Tinder and hey, we had meeting people in person.
Yeah, ever heard of it? Do you know what, actually? My Tinder date... So I went on one date with this guy and then I had just started stand-up at this time.
Okay.
And he wanted to come and see me at this gig and I was like, absolutely not. And then at that gig, I met Dwayne.
Stop.
So isn't that funny?
Thank God he didn't go.
No, I knew. Yeah. I actually think I knew Dwayne was going because I was stalking him on Facebook at the time. And it was all part of my master plan. So I was wondering, why did I get this email? Like, what? Because I don't have Hinge the app on my phone.
Yeah,
I honestly wouldn't have sent
them your email unless someone else did it for you.
Yeah, well, that was one of my conspiracy theories. So, conspiracy theory number one. Someone in my close circle believes it's a bad idea for me to get married. So they secretly downloaded and deleted Hinge off my phone so I wouldn't see the app and think, that's weird, like, what's going on? But I'd see the email updates and that'd be enough to subtly plant the seeds of doubt in my mind. I'd be like, whoa, it seems like what they're doing over there at Hinge is actually pretty good. Like, maybe I should just check it out for myself.
It's their way of saying, I object at the wedding.
I object this union.
Well, you can't be saying that because then everyone will be looking at you.
I know, and that's scarlet.
I'll sign her up for Hinge.
Yeah. And never tell her. I was thinking I could have signed up maybe when I was out with my girls, like one night, to like stalk someone that they were seeing.
Yeah.
Do you know? I don't know. Is that a thing? Like, you can't, like,
yeah, you
do, you know,
do
when
that.
You get a Finsta to like follow someone who's on private? I don't know. Or maybe one day I actually was looking to find out about Bronze Age hinges and simply downloaded the wrong app on my phone because I'm getting on in years.
I think that sounds probably more likely.
Do you think that was it?
Because I've known you for a while now and you're mad into Dwayne.
I'm mad into Dwayne and I'm mad into hinges.
Oh, she loves
hinges. Hinges, plural. Singular, it's not my bag.
I think you would remember having ever been on the app. Like, it's a very specific app.
I know. Yeah, because you do the prompts.
You do the prompts. Oh, maybe you have been on it.
Maybe I have.
Oh, listen.
It's all to play for. Oh, anyway, gosh. Very, very much happily in a relationship. But if there's something happening on Hinge, let me know.
Listen, that marriage is doomed. Buzzing for the wedding, though.
Get ready. Spin 103's Golden Ticket.
Hey, yeah. All right, let's get you away on your holidays, shall we, with the Golden Ticket, thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
All right, who we go for? We go for Scott. Morning, Scott.
Oh. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, listen, not too bad. Are you surprised to be talking to us?
Oh, I'm actually very surprised, yeah.
What's the plan for you for the day?
So I'm currently on the way into the gym, and then after that, I'm going to work later on this evening.
Okay, very good. And what's in the gym today? Is it leg day? Is it arm day? Is it
arms and back today.
Arms and back.
Can't forget about the back, Dave. Very important part of the fitness journey.
And then you're off to work. What do you do, Scott?
So I'm just working as a bartender at the moment, which is while I'm in college.
Okay, Emma's not here, so I'll do this.
Yeah, you do the whole Emma thing.
You're not just a bartender.
You are Scott.
You are Scott.
And you are.
And you tend that bar. And you tend it well.
Scott, are you allowed to dox yourself? Like, what's the bar? Or, you know, can we come in for a drink?
Oh, yeah, so, we're up in the Mary Powerboy up by Edmund Saint.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Very nice. I know it. Very good, Scott. Well, listen, the best of luck. I'd imagine being a college student, you're probably in need of a holiday.
Oh, yeah, definitely would love one. Like, get a break from all the college work and all.
Yes, which has just started, I think. Has it even started yet?
Yeah, college. Are you back?
No, I'm not back until the 15th, so I've still got a bit of time off.
The 15th.
So you'll be tending bar till then, Scott. Or you could squeeze in this holiday.
Yeah, all 100%. Going well. What are you studying, Scott?
So I'm doing mechanical engineering and TUD.
Wow, very nice. Very good.
All right, well, Scott, let's hope you know your music as well. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I have indeed, yes.
You have? Okay, have you played this game before?
No, this is the first time I've gone on, but I haven't been too bad playing along in the car.
That's what I like to hear. All right, you've been practicing. All right, do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And do you know how many songs you need to guess?
Five.
That's it. Guess the five songs an artist got within 25 seconds. You win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We're not allowed to move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song at any point, you just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Scott?
Yeah, sounds good.
Where are you from, by the way?
From Knockline in Dublin.
Scott from Knockline, the best of luck. Here we go. 25 seconds on the clock and song one. Playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Green character, espresso.
Stop the clock. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Scott knew what he was doing there. You didn't come to play, you came to slay. You got that in, I'm going to say, 2 seconds. You've got 23 seconds left for 4 songs.
That's
very good going.
The theme of song one. It's always Sabrina Carpenter and espresso. And there was another theme for song two. Let's hope you remember that theme. Let's go for song two with a swap remaining. Playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. I'm at a party, I don't
want to be yet. Ed Sheeran, I don't know this one.
Okay. All right, let's swap it out.
No worries, Scott. That was Ed Sheeran with Justin Bieber, I Don't Care.
And I don't care.
And we don't care that you didn't get it, because it's a brand new game. You have reset the clock back to 23 seconds, and there is a new song 2 playing for you now in a second.
I think you're going to know this one, Scott. Brand new song 2 playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Club isn't the best
place to find a lover. So Shape of You.
Stop the clock. Hell yes.
Amazing. That was excellent, Scott. You have 19.4 songs, seconds left. You have 19.4 songs left, guess. And don't let me down on that 0.4. That 0.4 song is very important. You have 3 songs, Scott, and you've got 19.4 seconds. I'm not a mechanical engineer myself, as is very clear when I try and do these numbers.
All right, here we go, Scott. Get this song and we'll be more than halfway through. Song 3. Playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Did a full
180. Demi Lovato 180.
No.
Over Pop Diva, she just went 30. She played the Aviva during the summer.
Always on holidays.
Oh,
3, 2, 1.
Oh, no. Oh,
I was getting ready for a winner.
I know, I really felt that too.
Oh, Scott, it was Dua Lipa. And the song was Don't Start Now.
Okay.
I get where you were going with Demi.
Yeah.
It did sound a bit like well.
It did, in fairness. Scott, I'm so sorry, but thank you so much for playing. A great player, and just try to get back on and take this holiday off us.
It's grand. Thanks for having me.
Have a great
day,
Scott.
Thank you so much, Scott.
Good luck. Okay, bye. I don't think Scott's too happy with us.
No, not towards the end there.
I'm so sorry.
Change. No, I am sorry.
But listen, that's just the way the game goes. That's the way the cookie crumbles. Do you think you could take this holiday off us? All you got to do is guess 5 songs within 25 seconds, and they're all songs we play on spin. Golden in a WhatsApp now to register 087 711 1038.
And Sabrina Carpenter will stay song one.
Hey, thanks. It's spin.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, welcome into the time of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want. And this
you
week...
You can fall asleep.
Yeah, no, please. You actually might for this conversation. Do you know, I was telling you a few weeks ago, maybe a few months ago now on the show, I had this rose bush in the front garden, my front garden, that was planted by the lady who lived in the house before me, Bridie. So it was probably about 50 years old. It was really beautiful. People always stopped and looked at it. And it was kind of in the middle of like July, like heat wave July, that I kind of cut all the whole thing back because I was like, it's just looking really spindly and like not in great condition.
Okay.
And I care about the health of this rose bush for the good of everyone in Crumlin. So I cut it back. And then I put it into a gardening group to be like, should I have done this? Was this a bad idea? And everyone in the gardening group slated me, being yes. like, unfortunately, you picked the worst time of year to do this.
Oh, no.
And they were offering me advice about what to do. They said put banana peels on it. They said put chicken manure. I did put banana peels. And then I went to the garden centre near me. And they gave me a Ziploc bag of stuff. And they were like, be careful with this and use gloves. I don't even know what it was.
Give you any info?
No. She goes,
say nothing.
I was like, what's it called? And she was like, I'm actually not sure. But it's really good.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry. She was like, use it twice a year. And I was like, all right, Grant.
You've been given plant steroids.
I think so. Well, I think they worked because the rose bush is now thriving
once again. Oh, thank
it's
God.
It's absolutely looking amazing. I'm so happy, so relieved that I put it back in the Facebook group just to be like, guys, this worked and thanks for all your help. Not one person got back to me.
No, of course they didn't.
No, because they're all jealous.
They're all there to give you like a load of hate. They're not there to actually
You're
give
never
you
there hate. To say, hey, well done, Fiona.
Yeah. No,
you slayed that
water. That was a really bad decision. One, cutting the rose bush, and two, then putting it into a garden group being like, hey guys, did I do that? Like really letting yourself in for a little bit of grief there.
I know, but look, it all worked out in the end.
And
Chinawil.
People of Crumlin can enjoy that rose bush continuously. Ryan, Jimmy, Cliff, and the other one. Picture this. Things are different on Spin 103 with Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Owen, thank you. Sorry, I forgot about
Shout
Owen.
Out very
and
much.
I love Owen. Have you met the Picture This lads yet on the show?
Yeah, yeah, we interviewed them
a couple of weeks ago or a couple of months ago.
And you constantly referred to Owen as the other one.
The other one. I'm so sorry, Owen. They're such lovely lads. They're great. Listen, we're going to be back tomorrow live at 7 a.m. So set your alarm clock. Don't be a minute late.
Or else you can't listen to any of the show.
Yes, that's it. Michaela's on the way. We have a podcast called Fully Charged Recharge. Get it wherever you get your podcasts and have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.